کاری به خیلی هم مالی میدی آفتا قدای امال خوابی یاده اکرام گید و میید و مای سایشی یش لای خمیش و زوز میسیم لای خمیش و زوز وی شاد علا شاو لای تی های داز پیل گرل می ادا سید می کال بخواییم تانه تو نشنای میسیم به تاله زم و نیم تسی ها و کیبن ده تافیس انان سادی ده مای ده تافیس های ده دیو مای ده تافیس های ده دیو و تانه یش شاو As is two halakim of Rav Chiya. The first chiddush of Rav Chiya is the same way that Oida is machayev, midin moide b'miksas, as you learn out from there to Oida is Eidim. In that paper, on the first chiddush of Rav Chiya, you see more in the Hemshech of the Sugya. The main nakuda we want to focus in today is more the Shnayim Oichsim Chelik, the Chelik that he brings a raya from our Mishnah. He says our Mishnah is a case where Haidos Edim is Mechayiv in a Shvua D'Araisa. Because in our Mishnah there's a Nansadi, which is Ke'edim, and that's Mechayiv in Chetzi. As it's Kibud, there's Edim coming on Chetzi. As if there's Edim coming on Chetzi, it's Daimat Haidos Edim, and you have a Chiyiv Shvua D'Araisa in the Mishnah. Koidim Ko. Is a Shena Yerushalmi. We have in the beginning of this sugya on Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara brings that the Tam of the Shvua Amar Reb Yechanan Shvua Zu Takanes Chachamim Hi Shelo Yer Kol Echad Hoylech V'Teikiv V'Talisa Shal Chavera. Frekt the Taisis Rush and many Rishonim on the Gemara, the Lashon of Reb Yechanan Shvua Zu Takanes Chachamim Hi. Is mashma the ikar chiddush of Rabbi Yechanan is it's a takanas chachamim. Harei all the other timeim that we had in the Mishnah for the Shvua are also takanas derabanan. Kind of the different timeim we had on Beis Amid Beis is derabanan. As what's the lashon of Rabbi Yechanan? Shvua zu takanas chachamim. That's frek the Taisis Rosh. As if you look at the Yerushalmi, the way the Yerushalmi brings down the Rabbi Yechanan. It's Mamish Megala Desoy. The Yerushalmi brings down Tani Reb Chiya. Shot in the Shvua, the Mishnah is Reb Chiya was coming to answer the Shail of Reb Yechanan. The Fnei Ma, why is there Shvua in the Mishnah? Zok Reb Chiya, because of the din of Hoidos Eidim. Reb Yechanan is coming to argue on Reb Chiya. In the Yerushalmi, Reb Yechanan's gufa going on the member of Reb Chiya. That's the lashon of Reb Yechanan. Shvua zu takanas chachamim b'shelo yekolach v'elich v'toykev. As Reb Chiya kilus bring a raya from the Mishnah to Shvua d'arayis of Hoidos Edim, Reb Yechanan's coming lafuke shitas Reb Chiya. So it's a shena nekudim pshat that we see in the Yushal. But mavur in the Gemara that in the Mishnah tshayach Shvua of Hoidos Edim, because in the Mishnah it's Ki'ilu, you have Edim that are made that Chetzi are Shaloi. As there's a big Shaila in the Gemara on what we've been learning until now. We saw a big Machlokes how to learn the Mishnah on Taisis, like the Bukhaman was Miyasid, and the daily Rabbi Shena Rosh Hashivas are Miyasid. Taisis on Beis Amud Aleph was Miyasid. What's the Din Chalukah in the Mishnah? The Din Chalukah in the Mishnah is Anan Sa'adi Chetzi Shaloi. Anan Sa'adi the Chetzi Shaloi. If you come to the Gemara over here, the Gemara is Kipshuta. That's what the Gemara is saying. Anan Sa'adi the Ke'edim, that Chetzi is Shaloi. Aber, you look in the Rosh and in Rashi, we saw. Not that way. Rashi on Daf Ches says the Chaluk is midin Sofik. Anan Sa'adi is not Machriya the Shaila. V'oid we saw in the Rosh on the Amud Aleph for Rav Zalman boys that the Rosh says that all the Anan Sa'adi says is Ein lanu laniach leechot sheyigzal es chaveira. We can't paskin kol dolim gavar because of the Anan Sa'adi. But he doesn't say that the Anan Sa'adi is the Siba for the Psak. In our Gemara, we see that Nansadi is Mamish Ke'edim. As Luchari, we have a strong raya to Taisis that the Chaluka should be Mikoyach Dan Nansadi. Because in our Gemara, we see that the Nansadi has a level of Eidus Mamish. As if it's a level of Eidus Mamish, Luchari should be strong enough to make a Psak. as what pshat in the other Rishayim? This is the big shaila on the Gemara. As there's one Mahalech, Mechudesh Dika Mahalech in the Taisis Rosh himself. The Taisis Rosh on Dalet Amid Aleph, the Gemara is going to ask a shaila on Reb Chiya, and the Gemara is going to be choizer and say another pshat in the Mishnah. Zot the Taisis Rosh, the Gemara is choizer from what it said that Anan Sadi is Ke'ed. It was only a Havamina Anan Sadi is Ke'ed. Alamaskana, the Gemara is Chazavai, and Anan Sadi is not Ke'ed. I said, and you could learn the Piskei Rosh and the Mishnah in Beis Amid Aleph is going lefi the Maskana of the Gemara. But the Taisis Rosh is a reason Gechidish and Pshat. Pashtis is not Mashman, the Gemara, we're Choyza from the Ke'edim part. The other Rishonim don't speak it out. As the Shad is in the other Rishonim, how are you going to be Mazbir the Gemara? This is the greatest Shaila, the first Shaila on the Sugya. As L'chayra, the Kivun is Ba'ayfin Zeh. When the Gemara says it's Ke'edim, it doesn't literally mean that it's Ke'edim. The Gemara means Le'inya, to be Machayiv Shvua, it has a din of Ke'edis. Aber in other dinim, klapi everything else, it's not Ke'edim. It's not Mamish Ke'edim. It's Ke'edim Le'inyin, one thing, L'chayiv Shmo. That's what the word has to be. There are levels of Eidus. And this is not a strong level of Eidus, this Anan Sadi. It's only a level of Eidus Le'inyin, L'chayiv Shmo. But more than that, it's not Ke'edus. Now, there's a Gevaldiga Makar that to this word, that there's levels. The Ramban on Dalet Amid Beis in the Gemara over there, the Gemara says that if a shtar is misayeya, it could pater from a shvua, could be machayev a shvua. As the Ramban over there says that Rashi, even though Rashi says that if a shtar is misayeya, it's ke'edus, aber shvuas esis, you'll be chayev. Because it's not Eidus Mamish. It's Ke'edus, but it's not Eidus Mamish. It's only Eidus Le'inyin Shvua. It's not Ke'edus Le'inyin Hoitzos Mamin. And even Le'inyin Shvua, it's not enough to pater from a Shvua Sessus. Because it's not Ke'edim Mamish. As the Etzim Memra, that there are levels of Eidus, we see clearly in the Ramban. Once the Ramban is miyasin it, as we can go back and we can learn that that's shot in the Gemara. And L'chayra, there's such a fester raya to this Yisoy that the Gemara doesn't mean it's Ke'edus Mamish, that Kilu, anyone who learns it's Ke'edus Mamish is Mufrich Mineyu Bey. Why? If it's Ke'edim Mamish, as how could you be Machayiv a guy on the Shvur? I mean, what's the halacha? The halacha is we're saying that you machayev the other person a shvua. Hare, the same way there's edim on your half that it belongs to you, there's anan sadi on the other half that it belongs to him. As he has anan sadi that it belongs to him, is how you making him make a shvua. He has edim. As if you're going to learn the Gemara Kipshuta that it's ke'edim. How could he be mechayiv in a shvua? He has edim that are saying with him. As Oilam's telling, that's what the Gemara asks on Dalet Amid Aleph. But what was the Havamina until there? I'm asking. What was the Havamina until there? How could there be a Havamina differently? If it's mamish ke'edim, and it has a din edus kekola tayrakula. As what is he making a shvua for? There's an Anan Sadi that he gets here. Muchach in the Gemara, that avada lefi lahavamina that we're saying ke'edim, it doesn't mean it's ke'edus lagamri. It only means klapi one inyan, klapi shvua, klapi l'chayiv shvua. What would be the hesber? Why is l'chayiv shvua different? Why is it easier to be ke'edim? As will be mazrit ba'oifin zeh. B'derech klal, in edus in kol ha'teirah kula, When Edim come, we have Birur Hamaisa. We have Birur of what went on. When Edim walk in, we know what happened. It's Baratas, what happened. If Edim walk in and say, Reuven is Chayiv money to Shimon, we know that. When Edim walk in and say, Reuven killed Shimon, Yechayiv Misa al Pi Edim. Because Edim are Birur Mitzias. That's the Nemanis of Edim, to be Mevar the Mitzias. In our Sugya, the Gemara never had it sad the Edim here on Mevar the Mitzias. Because if the Edim Anan Sadi is enough to be Mevar the Mitzias, as how can you be Machayiv and Meshvua? He has an Anan Sadi that says Chetzi Shaloi. As Avada, the Gemara over here didn't mean the level of Edus Le'inyan Birur HaMitzias. Aye, so what is the Edim? What is it? Ke'edim le'kenyan? As it's ke'edim le'chayiv shvur. Why is chayiv shvur different? As you can be mazur very nicely with Taisis on Dalet Amid Aleph. This is Yesedis the get Taisis. Taisis says, what's the reason for the chayiv shvur moide b'miksas? Because he's moide b'miksas to the tine of the Taiveya, as he's nearer kimishaker. Because you see the Taveya is half right. The Taveya said, you owe me money. Okay, 50 on Maida. As Mamela, it looks like you're being Meshakir on the rest. Because you Maida the Taveya, a little bit of what he's saying is true. As being that you Maida that what he's saying is true, that shows he's more emistic. As we, that makes a Chshash Meshakir on the other 50. As when we're saying that Nan Sadi is Ke'edis, L'chayim Shvua, it's le'inyan one thing. It's ke'edim to make achshash meshaker against you. That's all it means. Le'inyan chayiv shvua, where it's enough achshash meshaker, we look at it kilu edim said, you're shaker. Not that we really believe it out of sight. You can't kill someone al pi anan sadi. It's not strong enough. It only means that over here, Linyan Shvua, all we need is a Shash Meshaker. Klapi that, Anan Sadi is Ke'edim that there's a Shash Meshaker. As Lefi said, the Gemara over here is only talking about Linyan Shvua. From the Gemara over here, you can't buy Klapi Dine Mominis anything. Nos is Lechaira. Even Taisis in the Mishnah that says the Chalukas midin Anan Sadi, it's not based on the Gemara over here. Because the Gemara over here is only going Le'inyan Shvur. It has a shame of Eidus only Le'inyan Shvur, Klapi one din. Because that's what the Gemara is saying. It's an Anan Sadi, it has a din Eidus Klapi Le'inyan Shvur. Okay, as thus is step number one. But L'chayra, you learn the Gemara. Sounds like a starker raya to Taisis on Beis Amid Aleph. When you're misbainin, ma'ayin in the Gemara, you see the Gemara is handling a totally different nekuda. It's muchach mineyu bay in the Gemara, that it's only in miyuchadika edus klapi one din, the inyan shvua. And only lechayah shvua, it's not even enough lifter mishvua. Aye, so what's the maskana of the Gemara? The Gemara's maskana is if it's enough to be mechayiv shvua, mistaber it's enough to pata from shvua. The Gemara in the Havamina held it's easier to be mechayiv shvua. And the Gemara in the maskana is no, if it's enough to be called edus to be mechayiv shvua, mistaber it's enough edus to pata from shvua. That's the needing of the back and forth, the Havamina and the maskana. Okay. Thus is step number one in the Anan Sadi. As you see, there's an Anan Sadi. But the Anan Sadi is only Klapi one din. Klapi Chayiv Shvua da Raisa. Okay, step one. Of a Frek Rav Nochum, a very strong shot on the Gemara. Frek Rav Nochum, Harei, the Rivom in Taisis and Baba Basa, Daf Lamed Dalet Amid Beis says that Oichsin is Lav Davka in the Mishnah. You don't need Oichsin. It's brought down in a bunch of Rishonim, Asad, that in the Mishnah, the din of the Mishnah is even without Oichsin. As Frek Rav Nochum, Lefi the Rifa, that the din of the Mishnah is without Oichsin. As how could you say the Shvua of the Mishnah is because he's Oichis? the tfisa makes an anan sadi, the chetzi shaloi. And that's machayev v'shvua d'araisa. Hare, the mishnah's machayev v'shvua. Even when there's no oichsin, b'fi the riva, oichsin is lav dafke. Das is shayna shtarke shayla. Yeah, meaning if the din of the mishnah is true, even but without oichsin, how could you learn the chiyev in the mishnah, the shvua, the mishnah? Is Ludin Oichsin. Yeah. And those that try to answer, Enochinami, is Das Vedinim in the Mishnah, Shtei Shvuas in the Mishnah. Yeah. But it's very Dachuk. Mehechatesi, there's two kinds of Shvuas in the Mishnah. When it's Loyachsin, the Shvuas with Rabbanan. When it's Oichsin, it's Shvuah, the Raisa. Mehechatesi. Where do you see in the Mishnah two Shvuas? Yeah. Das is Shaina Festa Shaina. Das is Sarah Barbe Rav Godol Liashiv. Yeah. This is a grace of Shaina. Dicker Chiddush in the Shaila is in Torah Nochum, no one asked it before. Yeah. No, so it's a festa Shaila. Yeah, you have to know how to answer. Okay. Zot Rashi. Vitani Tuna, Ze Amal, Vitani Shneim Yishpo. Zot Rashi, Anan Sadi, the Mai, the Tuf is high. Hainu Palga. So over here, the Veltainas, Lechaira, we have a deer from this Rashi to the big Chakira of Rebbe Chanan in Chelik Beis. How do you look at the Muchzikais of Shnayim Moichse? Do you look at it, Zem Muchzik Bekulai, Vezem Muchzik Bekulai? Or do you look at it, Hai Muchzik Bechetzei, Hai Muchzik Bechetzei? As the Velt wants the Taina, that from this Rashi, you could be Machriya, the Shaila. Are Rashi over here says, on the Gemara that says, there's an Anan Sadi Mishum, the Muchsakis. Rashi says, Anan Sadi, the Maide Tafis, Hainu Palgo. Stayed in Rashi, your Tafis, on Palgo. Now, beside the Etzim Gemara, Adolim Katayna, what do you mean it's a Deek from Rashi? It's a Deek from the Gemara. The Gemara you can learn is an Anan Sadi that he has something, not a Palga. Over here is Mavur Hainu Palga. It's Mavur and Rashi that the Tfisa, Rashi's going on the words the toughest, and he's saying Hainu Palga. Mavur and Rashi, that Rashi holds, is that the Tfisa is on Palga. The Tzar of Bir. Hare, we saw in Rashi that Rashi before says on Beis Amid Beis, high tofis bekula, v'hai tofis bekula. Rashi on Beis Amid Beis says clearly that each one is tofis bekula. And we saw over there the diuk in Rashi, that Rashi holds that kol echad is muchzik bekula. And over there, not only were midayik, the lashon of Rashi, we boyed from the whole teichen of Rashi. The whole musig of Rashi, that's Rashi Shita. L'chor, it's a stira to Rashi over here that says, Hai tov is bepalgo, v'hai tov is bepalgo. Yeah. For people that are not mergul but learning, this is a big stira. Ninth grade, 10th graders, it's like a heavy stira. But once you mergul the lashon Rashi, you'll understand why Rav Nochum wrote, and they bring down Rav Nochum said in Shia, it's Bechlal Narakasha. Yeah, he doesn't even explain why. Yeah. But it's Bechlal Naradi. Yeah, it's Machtavek with them. Yeah, even though Rav Nochum was Mr. Medayik, but on this one, Gomish. Bechlal Naradi. What's the Pshat? As Lechaira, the Kivun is Ba'esh Ben Zed. Tfisa could mean different things in different places. Over there, when Rashi says the lashon of tafus, Rashi is coming to say your tafus bekula. He means you're a muchzik bekula. Your chazaka is going on kula. That's what Rashi is talking about over there. Over here, Rashi is talking about the tfisa le'inyan making an anan sadi. He's not talking about the tfisa to clarify what the muchzakis is. He's talking about the tfisa that makes an anan sadi klapi the din chiyev shvur. Say b'zeh, if you learn the Rashi's b'mkoymoi, you see clearly the difference in the sugyas. On Rashi, on Beis, Rashi's going in the sugi of Moitzi Michaveroi Olav Araya. He's handling in the sugi of Cheskes Mamin. As in the sugi of Cheskes Mamin, Rashi says, Hai Tovis Bekula, Hai Tovis Bekula, meaning Hai Mokse Bekula, Hai Mokse Bekula. That's the Iganidin of the sugi. Rashi over here is going by the sugi of Shvur, that there's an Anan Sati to be Mechayiv a Shvur. As he says, Le'inyan the Anan Sadi, that's Mechayiv the Shvur, we look at it as high toughest bepalga. That he only has an Anan Sadi on Palga, as his Tfisa that makes an Anan Sadi is Palga. But more than that, it doesn't say Rashi. That's why sometimes it's good. Oilam on Bezam and Aleph hears the Stira on Rashi and handles for it for a month. Oh, you learn the Sugi inside, you see each Rashi bim Kaimai. Oh, Karn under a lich, Bezam and Bez is talking about the Cheskes Mamin, Gimel Amar Aleph is talking about the Chi of Shvur, the Anan Sadi. As it's a Tfisa Klapi, a different Indian. This is the Nekuda. This is Lechoy. Okay. This is the Nekuda Shniz. Nekuda number one, the big Avoid in the Sugya is Anan Sadi, Ke'edim in the Mishnah. How does it stem with the rest of Shnai Moichs and that we learned until now? Kuda number two is this Rashi in the Sugya, Palga. How does it stem with Rashi of Kula? Agrada, we're being very consistent. The answer to everything is when you see the Sugya in Kaimai, it's a Sugya Klapi Shvur. The Miyuchad Klapi Shvur. This is the... Okay. But there's one more question, big question on the Sugya. The Shaila of the Rashba. The Rashba is... In the Mishnah on Beis Amud Aleph, the Rishonim say that what's the connection of Baba Metzia to Baba Kama? Why is Baba Metzia after Baba Kama? Why is our beginning of the Perek after Baba Kama? As the Rishonim answer, because at the end of Baba Kama, there was a Mishnah of Shavuos HaNaitlin. As our Mishnah is a Shavuos HaNaitlin also. That's the... Frank the Rashba from Unzer Sugya. In the Gemara over here, the Gemara wants to be Mechayiv, a Shvur Daraisa. I read the Mishnah in Shvur says that Midaraisa there's no such thing as a Shvur Sanoitlin. We only find in the Torah three Shvur Daraisa, Eid Echad, Moide B'miksa, Shoimrim, and they're all Niftarim. They're all someone who's a Muchsik, who's coming to pater himself in the Din Torah. We never find in the Torah the Musik that it's shaykh a nishba to be noital from a muchzik. As how is it shaykh in our Mishnah to have a chiyuv shvua daraisa? Areitz nishbayim v'noitlin dasrek the Rashba zog the Gemara zog the Rashba enachinam. The Gemara could have asked it, but it's going to slug up the raya from the Mishnah anyway, as it wasn't medak. Dasrek the Rashba. Frek Reb Ruvain in Simon Hay Agoshtar Keshayla. Haray, the Rashba on that Beis Amid Beis says that when the Gemara asked Velechsi Zuzay Miman Nokat, what was the Gemara asking? That he should, the Meicher should be an Eid Echot to be Machayev Shvua Daraisa in the Mishnah. As you see, the Rashba holds you can be Machayev Shvua Daraisa in the Mishnah, Shvua Seid Echot. As a stira in Rashba, and over here the Rashba can't be soivel inside of Shvur Daraisa. The Rashba in Beis Amud Beis, the Gemara over there was asking the Mishnah should be mechuyev in Shvur Daraisa. Okay. This is a good festa shaila. Yeah, I believe the Olam sit and work on it. Yeah, that's something that needs avoda. Yeah. What could be the chilek? Yeah. Some want to say there's a chilek between Shvuah Seid Echad and Shvuah Seid Das Eidem by the Mimiksas, yeah. Chavarim Koshim, yeah. Chavarim has to be a different Gizim. But we'll leave the Olam sit on the Shaila. Sometimes it's good to appreciate the Shaila, yeah. Shtarka Shaila, good to Shaila. Okay. Those are the three Shailas on the Gemara. Three Yusaylas, the Geshailas, all what we handled until now. We come to Gimel Amid Aleph and Aleph, the Fi the Rishain and the Chaluk in the Mishnah is not Midin the Anan Sadi. What's this Anan Sadi? Ke'edim, Beis, If you hold Tavis Bekula, Tavis Bekula, Rashi over here holds Tavis Bekula, says Tavis Bepalga, steer the Rashi on base on the base. And Gimel, that is a tzad of Shkua Daraisa, how does it stim that the Rashi says it can't be if you hold Shvua Sanaitlin? And the Rajman Beis Amid Beis, yes, there should be a Shvua Daraisa in the Mishnah. Okay, because thus is the Chelik Rishon of the Gemara. The Chelik which is Negeh Tar Mishnah. Now let's move on. We want to start the next Sugya. It's a little bit of a start. Frag the Gemara. My shaloite does piv gdela me does edim mikal v'choy. What does it mean that a does piv is not gdela me does edim mikal v'choy? What's the Gemara's question? As Rashi learns that what the Gemara is saying is meichi toisi lumeda the tesek adaitan the tei does piv gdela me does edim the itzuch tana lemele mikal v'choy me the loite does piv gdela. Rashi Oviyah says a chiddush in pshat. If you need a kal v'chomer, it's mashma that I had it sad to say they're different. You can't learn it out. And there's a kal v'chomer, you can learn it out. What's the sad to be mechalik that you should need a kal v'chomer to learn it out? That's the way Rashi explains the Gemara. Chiddush in pshat. As the Gemara, in order to do does this, to do this, brings, explain this, it brings the member of Rabba. So the next chelik of the sugya is Rabba, and then we have to come back to our sugya and see the difference between Hodas Pir and Hodas Eid. Yeah. So breaking the sugya into Chalakim to make it clearer for everyone to get. As now we want to do, like, to get into Rabba a little bit. Hakdama into Divrei Rabba. Frag Rabba, b'fnei ma'amar Torah ma'ida b'mikses hataina yishava. Frag Rabba, why does the Torah say ma'ida b'mikses hataina yishava? Why? Rabba holds like Reb Shimon that Torah time made the crop. What, on every mitzvah of the Torah we have a Gemara that is b'fnei ma'amar Torah. Thus is a sefer chinuch. The sefer chinuch is on every mitzvah b'fnei ma. Over here we're learning Gemara. How many Gemaras do you have that kilu es on mitzvahs? Kilu, what's this mifnei ma? What is the ilum taina?
Asking how, not why.
Meaning it's not asking why. There's obviously some reason that it should be potter, and we're asking how could it be? Good. That has to be the kibbutz. Rather, Tosis and Ksuvis speaks out that we're not going according to Reb Shimon Dayrish time in the Krog, because we don't hold of Reb Shimon, and Stam Gemara is not like Reb Shimon. It's not my own. Tosis points out. Just doesn't explain what. Okay. As with Neymar Ritayra. Maidim and Mixes at Taina Yisha. Aye, so what was the problem that we had that we're asking with Neymar Ritayra? As Rashi therefore says, you know what the problem we had was? It was because you should be potter. I read the field of Dinam and the rest of the Torah, a Maidim and Mitzah should have a Ptur. Thus is the Shaila. As the Shaila is not Taimei Dekra, the Shaila is Misvarit should have been potter. What does it mean Misvarit should have been potter? Why? Because there's a big Matloikis, Rashi and Taisis. And this is the key point in the Sukkah. We're just starting to get it. Tosis learns because he has a migui. A migui, he could have been kaifer b'kol, and the Gemara Teretz is kipshutai, that it's moha oza to be kaifer b'kol, as migui da oza loy amrina. Tosis is the symbol of shah. As thus frag the Gemara, neimamra toire, I in kola toire kula, there's an emanis of migui. As this din is a stira to the din of migui of kola taira kula, thus is mifnei mamra taira. The Gemara answers, no, there's no migui. Thus is shitas taisis. Rashi over here has a mechudesh dekib shah. Today we want to focus in on Rashi. Zot Rashi, mifnei mamra taira, v'loi choshvu kemeshev aveda lefaitroi shaloi kofar bekula. Rashi says the Havamina Liftar was Midin Meshev Aveda. Rashi doesn't say the words migui. Rashi says the din of meshiv aveda. Meduyik in Rashi is cholek on Tosfos. He holds that migui is not enough to pater, of a meshiv aveda paters. The tzarich bir, a migui is a klal in kol ha'Torah kulam. As what's shot in Rashi, as the Pnei Yeshua over here brings betuv tam v'das, he brings the shitas ri magash migui lafture mishvua loyam rina. Hagam migui is mahani in dine momenis, aben in yana yishvua migui lafture mishvua loyam rina. As Rashi holds like the Rima Gash, Migui Lafture Mishvua Loyam Rino. As Mamela, Rashi was bothered with the Kasha. What's shot in the Gemara? Must be there's a higher level Ptur of Meshav Aved. If Migui works by Mamanis, why Migui Lafture Mishvua Loyam Rino? As we'll say the Parshat of Pshat. What is Shvua? Shvua is an Emonis. A person doesn't make a Shvua unless he knows it's true. It's a chomedigah thing to make a shvua that's not true. As if a person says something with a shvua, it gives him a level of nemanis. The Rimagash holds the level of nemanis that migui gives is not as strong as the level of nemanis that shvua gives, and he can't replace it. Shvua is a much higher level of nemanis. People don't make a shvua. It's very chomedic to people. If they're making a shvua, it shows it's really true. Abamigui is a lower level raya. If he was a liar, he would have said the other thing. It's not such a stark raya. Maybe there are other reasons. It's not such a strong reason. As migui lafture mishvua loy amri. That's the pashat of pshat.
Can you read me gashma and migui like mama then?
So that Rimagash is in Shavuos Mem Hei. There's another Rimagash in Baba Basra Lamed Gimel in Migulay Tzimamin. He has a tzad Migulay Tzimamin. Lo Yom Rinon, he wants to learn it's a Machlekes Amirai. But it's the few what we saw before. Migulay Tzim could be as a different detail. Okay. But the Shaila is okay. So Migulay doesn't work. As why is Meshav Aveda better? What is Meshav Aveda? If Miguis doesn't work, what's this Naya Kunz? What's this Naya Ptur of Meshav Aveda? Why is Meshav Aveda any better than a regular Migui? As there's two ways of understanding the Rashi. One way of understanding the Rashi is the Balabhatishwa. That it's a better Migui. Why? A normal Migui, what's the verb? If I was a liar, I would have said the other time, as you see, I'm telling the truth. Over here, if I was a liar, I would have been koifer in more money. Now, I'm only tining on $50. I'm made the 50 is yours, and I'm saying 50 is mine. As I'm only being koifer on 50. If I was a liar, I could have made more money. I could have been koifer on the whole $100. As it's a better anansadi, because not only if I was a liar I could have won the din Torah, if I was a liar I could have gotten away with doing myself with less. As it's a better raya that I'm telling the truth. There's one kind of a migui, I could have tined the other tined and I would have been potter, as even when I'm tining this to pater myself believe me. And then there's a much stronger migui, I could have gotten out of more money. I could have parted myself for more money. That's a much stronger anansati. And Nochum brings this down. That's the way the belt learns. Abi said in Shir, Rebol Ber had a different mahalech in the vote. He said, Lefizeh Rashi means it's migui, but it's a better migui. Yeah. Oshin of Rashi, Meshev Aveda, it sounds like it's a whole different tour, a whole different vote. As he said over B'Shemes Rebbe, Rebbe Ber and Shir, now we have the Chdushe Yeshuri Rebbe Ber, the Stenzluch of Rebbe Ber, they talk to bring down the part also, that Reb Nochum Tainet, that there's a Chidik. That the word of Meshev Aveda does not mean Migui. It's a whole new Hezbah. What's the word? As he brought Tosis on Dalet Amir Aleph. Tosis on Dalet Amir Aleph says, what's the reason why the Torah was mechayiv the shvua of moed b'miksas? The reason why the Torah was mechayiv is because there's a shash meshaker. Why is there a shash meshaker? The shash meshaker is because I was moed to the other guy. As I see, the other guy is telling the truth. That's what makes a shash meshaker. Must be I'm lying on the other hand. It makes a shash meshaker. Zot Kerbov Ben, Meshev Aveda is a whole new svara. Meshev Aveda is saying that what are you buying? I'm a liar from the fact that I was moide. And from that you're buying a shash meshaker. I didn't have to be moide. If I'm a real liar, I didn't have to be moide. The fact that I'm moide, you're buying from me that I'm a liar? Alright, my haida was meshev aveda. I gave him something I didn't have to give him. As you see, I'm a tzaddik. What? I could have been koi for a call. What did I do? I was moide. As from a haida which shows sidkis, you're gonna buy on a meshakim. My haida shows I'm a tzaddik. It shows that I'm meshev aveda. I gave back to him something which really belongs to him. As a zah haida which is vising my sidkis because I'm being meshev and aveda, I'm giving back what belongs to him. From that haida kufa, you're gonna say I'm a shakran? So what do you say? If I'm moide, you see he's telling the truth. You see I'm a liar. From my ayda, you're buying I'm a liar. Zakra Bogber, Lafizeh, the Mahalach in Rashi, is we're going in a different kivun. Until now, there was a chiyuv shvua. What's the shaila? Does migui give enough nemanis just like a shvua? Over here, Rashi's coming with a whole new angle. Avada migui is not enough nemanis to pater from a shvua. Of a freg de gemara, he's a meshev aveda. The whole mechayev of shvua doesn't start. What's the mechayev of shvua? Amoide, you come over, you owe me $100. I say, okay, I owe you $50. That's the mechayev of shvua, because you see, amoide b'miksas to your taina, it's a good taina. Of a Zotar Ashi, that 50 is Meshav Aveda. You see his sitkis. As if you see his sitkis, how could you buy from there that he's a shakra? It's a whole new angle. It's a whole new time. It's Meshav Aveda. It's not a migu. It's not the regular word of migu. Nansadi, if he was a lawyer, he would have said something else. No. Over here, the whole Mechayiv is Mikoyach my Haida. You want to buy from my Haida? I'm a chakran. How could you do that? My Hadar's screaming sitkis. I'm walking over, I'm giving him back money. From there, you're going to buy him a chakran. Thus is Meshav Aveda. It's a whole new time. The Fizah, what is the Gemara answer? Oh, from his Hadar, you see sitkis? No, it's a Ha'azah to be made. Really? He's an Avalgin. He's not a good guy. He wanted to be Kaifer HaKol, but he couldn't. He didn't have the koyach to be Kaifer HaKol. As you don't see he's a tzaddik, you see his guilty conscience, because he's lying, didn't let him be Kaifer HaKol. You don't see he's a tzaddik from his Haidah. As that's the teretz of the Gemara of the Fizah. As I say, it's a whole different shat of it. It's not migui, and the teretz is migui da'aza. The shaila is the obvious shayla that really we all think of when we hear Thaisis on Dalet Amid Aleph. What do you mean his Aydah is proving that he's a liar? He's a tzaddik. His Aydah is showing he's telling the truth. Meshav Aveda. That's what the Gemara is saying. No, his Aydah is not Meshav Aveda, because it's much harder for him to be Kaifer HaKol. That's why he's being moida. Thus is the Ibn Az Lafizet comes out. The Chitas Rashi is like the Rimagash. Migu lafturei mishvua loyam rina. Now the Gemara over here is asking a whole new shaila, the shaila of Meshav Aveda. And that, the Gemara answers, migui that the Gemara answers are the frekter of banon Rashi bom b'shaila. As lefi Rashi, it's muchach in the Gemara that the p'tur of meishav aveda is a p'tur of the araisa, because we're asking on the pasuk mifnei ma'am retaira. As it's muchach on Rashi, meishav aveda is a p'tur of the araisa. Frekter Ramban is steering Rashi. Rashi on Dalet Amid Bey says that Meshav Aveda is Potter Midr Abonon. And in other places, it's a stira to Rashi over here. Rashi over here is Mavur that this Ptur of Meshav Aveda is a Ptur of the Raisa. It's how you may Yashir the stira in Rashi. Okay, so thus is the Rashi. This week we covered the Hanan Tzadi Dikavene, the Shvua Daraisa Dikavene. That was the Ikeshir. We started off to start the element Rabba Mifnei Ma. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we have to answer Ramban's Kasha on Rashi. It needs an answer. We have to see the Taisis. And also there's a Rashi in Baba Kama that says a third Pshat in the Sukkah. Bez Hashem, tomorrow will be mashlin the Mifnei Ma.